This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by an extraordinary leader, Caitlin Zula. Caitlin is the CEO of Surgical Care Affiliates, SCA, and we'll talk for a moment about SCA, and then I'll ask Caitlin to introduce herself. Then we'll talk to her about some of the trends that she's seeing about SCA and where things are going forward. So SCA, by background, is a leader in the surgery center industry. It's focused on achieving high-quality outcomes, better experience for patients and providers, all at a lower cost. SCA has grown tremendously in its markets. It has 240 surgical facilities in 35 states. It works across a ton of different surgical specialties, 10,000-plus teammates, 8,000-plus physicians, and SCA performs about a million surgeries a year, a million procedures a year. Well, surgery centers are at the core of its business. It's moved more and more to holistic sort of partner with specialists to support all aspects of their practices. SCA has an extraordinary CEO who I'm fortunate to get a chance to speak to today. Caitlin became CEO after several years as the company's CFO and after tremendous success at the company. Caitlin, can I ask you to take a moment before we get into question and answer to just quickly say hello and introduce yourself?
Hi, Scott. Thank you so much for having me here. As you said, my name is Caitlin Zula, and I have the honor of serving as SCA CEO, a role that I've had since December, so quite a while ride for a new CEO of an elective surgery company. Tomorrow is my five-year anniversary at SCA. Kind of mind-blowing how fast those 5 years went. My background actually was in revenue cycle. Before SCA, I ran one of the larger revenue cycle outsourcing companies, actually focusing more on acute care hospitals, had CBOs across the U.S. So was thrilled for the opportunity to come back to the provider side and really excited by the opportunity that existed in the outpatient care space.
And so let's talk about SCA some and what you've seen this year and so forth. I've watched you for the last several years and know your great competence. Talk a little bit about how this year, an unprecedented year for an elective surgery company, how did your teams manage through this year?
Yes, it has been a year. COVID-19 certainly was unexpected and threw, I think, the entire industry for a loop. You know, at SCA, we really let ourselves be guided by two principles. First, we kept our values and our mission forefront of every decision we made. And then second, we were really focused on how to have a positive impact on those we serve, whether it's patients, obviously our surgeons, partners, inclusive of health systems and payers, and very importantly, our teammates. And so with those two guiding principles at the forefront on every decision, I'm proud to say I think we've emerged stronger than ever. As the pandemic became clear in March, SCA really began to focus on how to operationalize and how to mobilize. One of the hallmarks of SCA is our ability to get things done and execute, and that was just extremely clear. Through the pandemic, we formed 14 different task force teams, all focused on different attributes needed to operate during the pandemic and focusing on how to support our local communities during the surges, and then how to plan for a safe and efficient ramp up of elective surgeries. And these covered everything from clinical guidance to how to secure personal protection equipment to we were able to secure a national COVID testing contract. We created enhanced partnership with local hospitals, some of which who are actually partners in our ASCs and some who are not, to develop plans to how to support the hospitals and their communities through the surges, including ways to share teammates, PPE, and equipment. We had a deep focus on our health plan partnerships and created regular cadence to share our thinking around, you know, everything was evolving so quickly with COVID-19 and sharing the processes we were implementing to ensure that our health plan partners felt that we were doing the most right and we're going to keep their health plan members safe. And then thinking ahead, you know, we hoped that we would be able to ramp up quickly and spent a bit of time thinking through how to develop tools, such as tools to track PPE to ensure every facility knew what they would need and think through how to schedule surgeries in a different way. And then as it came to our teammates, gosh, that was hard. My opening remarks, we let our values lead the way, and the values really are the strength of our culture. And that is what I think is the most incredibly impactful part of SCA and the reason I came here. And so the values guided all of our decisions about how we supported our teammates, our physicians, and our communities. And, you know, I am grateful to say that we were able to retain employment without furloughing any of our staff in our ASCs. And we were able to provide extensive support programs, extending formal pay. We were able to extend benefits. And we've also provided childcare support that actually continues today. As I think everybody knows, many parents are embarking on a new school year filled with e-learning and the daunting task of homeschooling. And then the last piece on our teammates, we actually, through Optum, were able to offer broader opportunities to teammates who wanted to serve in different ways during the pandemic. And so we created an alternative work assignment program for teammates who wanted to work on nurse lines and different response efforts, and also partnered with the VA, who was looking for additional medical, clinical, and administrative support to care for their patients.
So what a fascinating year so far. Let me ask you this question. I want to come back to culture in a second. Dramatic shutdowns of elective surgeries, your company largely focused on elective surgeries, you're able to get through this without any layoffs and enhanced child care and enhanced benefits for your people. It's been really remarkable. As you look at the year start to ramp back up, how is SCA faring today? How are things looking today?
Yeah, it truly has been remarkable. And, you know, I am grateful that we are part of the larger United Health Group enterprise. During a storm, it's good to be part of a big ship. And United did provide us resources far beyond my expectations. And I think the benefit of all that is we were able to keep our teams together. And by keeping our team together and that focus on the future, we were able to really accelerate our ramp up starting in May when elective surgeries resumed across most of the United States. We are over 90%, actually now at 95% of our volume. And we are continuing to evolve our processes and protocols as we know guidance continually shifts and really focus on how do we extend our ASCs to new surgeons. And happy to say that interest remains really strong there.
Are you pleasantly surprised? I don't know if that's a fair statement, that you're back to 95%. I mean, that seems remarkable. And you hear that a lot at different surgery centers, but then you hear others that are struggling. How do you view that fact that you're back to 95%? That must be amazing, given how dire things must have felt in March and April and so forth.
Dire is the correct word, Scott. Yeah, I mean, we were down. We were very conservative in shutting down because we thought it was the right thing to do in our communities. And we wanted to make sure that our PPE and resources could support what the community needed. And so we actually were down to about 12% of volume in April. And so to ramp up to 95% today is a blessing. It is entirely due to the strength and the resilience of our team that are in the centers every day. We were very intentional in working with our surgeons. We created telemedicine playbooks, helped them engage with their patients through telemedicine. Some of them didn't have the capabilities before the pandemic, and supported them in scheduling, rethinking block time, and then also being really intentional about how do we manage turnover of the ORs and access to PPE. And we offered, as I said, preoperative COVID testing, just thinking through all of those processes in ways to eliminate as much friction as possible. And so it is entirely through just the incredible hard work of the teammates who work every day in our centers and the flexibility of our partners that we're able to get here.
Well, I mean, you've done a remarkable job keeping your physician partners, your team, your staff, your leadership engaged through a very difficult time. As you look at this, what other issues you've been thinking about as you reflect on the culture that you've developed there, that SCA has developed over the last several years and with you as the leader?
Well, Scott, as we've talked a few times over the years, diversity, inclusion, and belonging is something that is just really important to me. And as we're going through the COVID pandemic, we also had the issue of racial disparities in our country coming to the forefront and really affecting our country and our SCA community at every level. And I remember watching the news over Memorial Day with the killing of George Floyd and through early June. And we started discussions as a leadership team about what we needed to do as agents of change around racial equality. And very quickly, we came to consensus that we needed to start listening to our teammates. As you said, we've got over 10,000 teammates, and we needed to listen rather than to jump to solve this complex and, you know, for many, very uncomfortable topic. And so starting in June, over 2 months, we've held 23 listening sessions, the great majority of which I was personally on, in which several hundred of our teammates signed up. And the stories we heard were incredibly moving, enlightening, sad, also very inspiring. And based on the feedback we heard directly from our people, we have taken a number of meaningful actions. We've developed this, we call it a three-part framework about how we're managing and implementing. As I said, it starts with listening so that we can understand and create a more universal understanding of what matters to our teammates and share feelings and perspectives. The second piece is of the frameworks that starts to listen is understand. And we've been providing training and resources to create awareness, to understand biases, and very importantly, promote a harassment-free workplace. And now we're acting. And so based on feedback and new understanding, we're taking actions to just address these really critical issues, including service in our local communities and an augmented focus on recruiting diverse perspectives across the organization. And so I'm very proud of our diversity, inclusion, and belongings program. We call it DIBS, which is one of our three pillars. Our pillars are community service, well-being, and diversity. And those really live through our six teammate resource groups that meet regularly to share, promote mutual respect and understanding, and support the empowerment of all teammates.
Well, fantastic and great thoughts and work efforts there. Just fantastic. When you look at the rest of this year, what is SCA focused on for the rest of this year? Where is SCA headed?
Thank you for asking. You know, a big focus for us is growth. And you know, we are evolving to think through how do we support our specialists more holistically. And so when we think about growth, it's always through partnerships. We have been very intentional about our health plan partnerships, which are really optimized or designed to optimize surgical delivery. We've talked in the past about value-based partnerships. Those continue to grow. And now I'm happy to say that more than 65% of SCA's facilities have at least one value-based contract, and more than 40% have more than one contract, really reflecting the positive outcomes that these have for patients, physicians, you know, employers, and obviously the health plans. We're continuing to partner with hospital systems by thinking through how do we optimize site of service. We are deepening our connections with Optum. And so Optum Care has the care delivery organizations. They're large medical groups, primarily primary care. And we're creating connectivity with those groups that help to grow our patient base. And then, you know, last but certainly not least, in just thinking through how to have the deepest connectivity with independent specialty surgeons and proceduralists, which, as you know, are critical for realizing the value of ASCs and reducing the total cost of care. We've been spending a lot of time thinking through ways to support their independence and growth. And we are developing MSO solutions that provide access for our specialty surgeons and proceduralists to growth capital, value-based contracting relationships and primary care alignment. And it's really only through collaboration across all of these stakeholder groups that we're able to realize the benefit of value-based programs.
Well, fantastic. I mean, I congratulate you on getting back to 95% of expected surgical procedures, which is really amazing in this really challenging year. And then looking forward to growth, whether it's value-based care, which a great percentage of your facilities now are engaged in, close with Optum, continue to grow with hospital partners, and then looking closely at supporting your physician partners and independent physician groups and independent surgeons, whether through MSOs, through other relationships, and so forth. A lot on the plate and a lot towards continued SCA success. Caitlin, just fantastic. I want to thank you and really congratulate you on getting through this challenging year. Really remarkable to have the largest elective surgery company in the country, have no layoffs this year, no furloughs. It's really a remarkable, remarkable stat at your facilities. And congratulations on your leadership and continued growth of SCA. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate you having me.